In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. At the beginning of the Christianity, we had in the book of Acts, the emphasis was on Peter and John, the two principal apostles. And that was the beginning of the story as it began in the Acts of the Apostles. Our first lesson today has come from Acts, but not from that very first bit, but not far from the beginning. We had a necessity in the early Christian group to take care of the poor. There were a lot of people that were poor and they had to be fed. And all this feeding required a lot of necessity of serving the people, of providing the food, rationing out the food, working it out, and then distributing it. Well, the apostles, the 12, the original group, just decided that maybe some of that was getting to be too much for them to handle, as well as all the preaching. So they decided, with the help of the rest of the group, that they would have some people, and they called them servers, deacons, we call them now, but the word in Greek, diakono, has to do with a server, a person who serves others. This was their job, was to collect the food and distribute it. So basically, they were waiters. The whole group decided that the apostles themselves, the 12, would need to have some help doing that, that they couldn't handle it all by themselves. So they prayed about it, and they chose 7 others. Stephen was the principal one. He was the first one, but they had 6 others as well. Stephen was obviously the leader of this group. Stephen became known not only for serving others, not only for being a good waiter and taking care of food, but for preaching the gospel as well. And we have a record, and that's what the first lesson is, the last part of one of his speeches. This one was not a normal sermon. This was his defense of what he was doing before the people who were to be judging him. The judgment was to decide whether these people who were new to the Jewish community were terrible people or good people. And Stephen was the one who had to defend the work for the whole group. We have at today's first lesson the end of Stephen's first speech, only speech that we have recorded. It was a long speech. It covered the history of old Israel. It began with older times and went clear up into times following David the king. This was his defense of what they were doing, and it is the end of his defense that we have recorded in the book of Acts as our first lesson. This was a waiter giving a speech. Waiters don't usually give speeches anymore. We don't hear it happen, but that's what he was. He was a waiter. He was mainly not praying nor preaching, but serving. That was what he did primarily. And it was for this that he ended up being put to death. You know, it's remarkable. The very first martyr, the very first person who gave his life for the Christian faith, for witnessing to Jesus and his life and death and resurrection, the first person who did that was not a preacher as such, not an administrator, not a bishop, not a priest, but a deacon, a waiter. That's important, because waiters are people who serve others, and that is at the center of our faith. And I think it's important for us to know that that's the beginning of where we are and who we are. Waiters are not usually considered the top people, but in this case, they are. He was, and he is, and we remember him as the very first person to give his life in the name of Jesus, the first person after Jesus' own life. He quotes the Old Testament at first, but he ends up quoting Jesus. He ends up talking about the importance of Jesus before they stoned him to death. Yes, that's how they killed him. They stoned him. What a horrible way to die, but that's another matter. We have in the gospel lesson as well an important passage that I think we might want to also look at and see as important is Jesus in talking about a phrase that he used over and over again. In Greek, it's ego ami, I am. I find it interesting that as you read the Greek, it's not just ami, because that would be I am in Greek, but it's ego ami, I am, the emphasis on the I. That's extra in the Greek, doesn't need to be there. There are things about Jesus and what he says I don't think we see as necessarily being there, but they are. And Jesus seemed to think that this was important. When Jesus talked about the life that was to come, the life that he had experienced, the life that we all are going for, it is a life in the kingdom of heaven. The kingdom of heaven that he said has many mansions, many houses, not many shacks, but mansions, glorified houses, glorious houses, not just hovels, not just shacks, but mansions. Jesus offers us a reward at the end of our life that is something great. It is something that will take care of us forever. It's something that's worth dying for, as well as worth living for. One of the things that Jesus said in the Ego Ami, I am, he said, I am the way. I am the way. You know, the way was the name for Christians when we first started. Before they called us Christians, they called us people of the way. Jesus said, he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. The way, the truth, well, I want to emphasize now the way. The way is sort of like a road. It's a road with a map, and we have a map, and there is a clear map, and this map shows us the way that we can go, and it gives us the opportunity to have a new life. Jesus went to weddings, we know about that. One of the first weddings that we have a record of that he went to, he made sure they had enough wine. He turned water into the wine. Wine became the means of that wedding. We still serve bread and wine as our communions. Well, in this present time, we don't have the bread and the wine because of the problems that we have of not being able to get together. But we'll get back to it. And in the meantime, we can spiritually take part in the wine, the bread and the wine. The wine is a part of it. Wine, an alcoholic drink. Enough of it and you can be drunk. But just a little bit of it as communion, as being the blood of Christ, you can have new life. And that new life can be something that comes to you and to me and provides us with the means of our new life. Some have said that wine is the staff of life. Bread is the staff of life. Wine is the staff of life. They all are. All of this gives us life. And in all of this, we can be the waiters who serve others. That's our calling, is to serve others. We don't have to be anything special to do this. We just have to be willing to be waiters. Somebody once said that God is closer to sinners than he is to other people, because it's like God has us all on a string. It's a string that leads from God to the person. And when we sin, we cut the string. It separates us from God. And so God, in order to bring us back to himself, he puts the two cut ends together, ties a knot, and then we're restored into that. You know, each time the string is cut and a knot is put in there, the string gets a little shorter. Some people have said that that means if you're a sinner, you're closer to God than if you think you never sinned. Well, I think that you have always sinned. And I don't think you have to worry about that, because the string has been cut, and it is continually cut, and it brings us closer to God. As we read some of our Christian classics, when I read Dante and I read about his stories of hell and heaven, I don't know, somehow Dante is clearer about hell than he is about heaven. I found that out when I was reading it. It's his descriptions of hell are more interesting than heaven. And I think there's something interesting about that. But maybe hell has an interest that scares us a bit, but it's there. But heaven is what we're aiming at. Heaven is an imitation of what is the closest in earth to being what we'll want, to being the good. In the cartoon, Homer Simpson says, "Heaven isn't heaven without my family in it." I like that. Heaven isn't heaven without my family in it. Our family is with us in heaven, and that is the promise that God makes for us. Amen.